Members of the U.S. Capitol Police and D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department will receive one of the highest civilian honors later this morning, the Congressional Gold Medal.
Which recognizes officers who were outnumbered while defending the Capitol during the attack on January 6, 2021. Since that attack, threats against lawmakers, who the Capitol Police protect, have increased dramatically. Here's U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger.
Clearly, the threat landscape has changed in this country over the past few years, much different today than it was even 5 years ago. So we've got to keep up with the demands that we have in terms of threats and protection responsibilities.
NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh sat down with the chief and joins us now. Hey, Deirdre.
Good morning, Rachel.
So Manger, we should say, wasn't the chief on January 6th. He was brought in to address problems after that. What did he say about the impact of that day on the department?
Well, he said today's gold medal honor means a great deal. He pointed to the list of people who've received it, war heroes, astronauts, civil rights leaders, saying it puts the Capitol Police in high company. He called January 6th a dark day, but he also said he doesn't want people only thinking about that day when it comes to his officers.
I've often said that anyone who defines the Capitol Police Department by that one day is making a mistake, because these men and women are amazing professionals, courageous, smart, and hardworking, and very dedicated to their country. And so I think that this is a wonderful honor.
There were, though, Deirdre, documented communication problems on that day. What did Manger tell you about lessons learned?
Right. I mean, he maintained it's like night and day in terms of then and now and how the department is set up and shares information, and said they're really ready to respond to any major event.
We are much better prepared in terms of officers' training and equipment. The biggest issue being staffing, making sure we have enough people here to handle whatever comes our way. There's still work to do, but the big things, the big failures that occurred on January 6th have largely been fixed.
On that issue of staffing, Manger says the department's on track to hire the 280 officers a year he set as a goal. He hasn't heard any chatter about any threats ahead of the two-year anniversary of the attack that's coming up next month, but he did say there is something else that worries him.
I'm not losing sleep over whether or not we are on top of this now, because I know we are. I do lose some sleep over the fact that some of these extremist groups are still active, and of course, as we learn, extremist groups learn as well.
I mean, the threats against members of Congress have gone up since January 6th, right? I mean,
right.
The attack against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband at their home in San Francisco.
Right. This is really a major focus for the Capitol Police right now. And the chief stressed how much it just impacts how they staff and how they budget.
With the numbers of threats that we get in now, again, compared to 5, 6, 7 years ago, it's almost tenfold more. And so we have put more folks and more resources into the threat investigation responsibility.
And the chief eventually would like to open up field offices in all 50 states.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh, we appreciate you bringing us this interview. Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel.